It feels good to reach out to get your mask and then remember that you don't have to wear it anymore. Father Wilson, there's an insert in the bulletin and also on the website about the new guidelines, if you will, when it comes to wearing a mask. And pretty much, let me give you a summary, but still read it later. Everything goes back to normal, according to the CDC guidelines and the bishop's guidelines and everybody's guidelines. The goal is to keep you safe and us safe. So everything goes back to normal except the chalices. To distribute the precious blood, we're going to hold on to that until the bishop says otherwise. But if you are vaccinated, you don't have to wear your mask anymore. If you are not vaccinated, you can still wear your mask if you want. But nobody's going to be policing you. It's between you and God. And yeah, pretty much that's it. Father Wilson and I are really grateful, really thankful for your patience, for your generosity, for your kindness. It has been a difficult time for all of us, but hey, we've made it. But again, it feels good to reach out for the mask and then be like, oops, I don't need it. So great. We begin in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today we celebrate as a solemnity the highest rank in the liturgical calendar in the Catholic Church, the solemnity of Pentecost. What is that? Penta, which means 50 days after Jesus resurrected. This is what we celebrate today. The Holy Spirit coming upon us. As it was promised by the Lord, I will not leave you orphans. I will send you the Paraclete, the Advocate, the one who's going to be looking out for you. So this is what we celebrate. Technically, today is the birthday of the church. And I say technically because I kind of disagree with that. I think the church was born when Jesus was born because he is the church. So that's when the church was born. Renew the face of the earth. Renew the church, echoing the words of the psalmist today. Lord, send out your spirit and renew the face of the earth. So we call upon the Holy Spirit to make a renewal because the church is here in Christ Jesus. Today we just want to renew that promise. We want to renew those gifts. We want to renew those fruits of the Holy Spirit so that we may continue building up the church until the church, Jesus Christ, comes back again definitively. That's it. One more time. Renew the face of the earth and the church of all of us. It is a renewal. That's why my brother deacon and the altar servers and myself, we are vested in red to signify the fire of the Holy Spirit. The fire of the Holy Spirit. We renew that. If you have been baptized, you were given the gifts. You were given the Holy Spirit. That is a renewal of the church. The church, we're little churches. I mean, you heard this before, that all of us, each one of us, are temples of the Holy Spirit. The church is God, Jesus Christ. When we are baptized, we become those little churches. In today's celebration, by the power of the Holy Spirit, we want to renew the promise of holiness, the promise of fidelity, the promise so that we may remain with Him, so that we may follow Him. So it is a renewal. I've been ordained for over 2 years, and oftentimes I get the following question, Father, are you charismatic? I'm like, what does that mean? It confuses me. And I say, well, I am a baptized Catholic, Roman Catholic priest. Does that count? That's who I am. So next time somebody asks you, are you a charismatic? Are you, what are you? Who are you? So make sure you tell the person, I am a baptized Roman Catholic. In other words, I'm a child of a Heavenly Father who loves me so much to send His only Son to die for me and left the Holy Spirit to guide me all the way through until He comes again. That's the bigger answer, but just keep it short. Charismatic, what does that mean? We must be charismatic, the charisma. I tell the people, well, I am charismatic, because charisma means to preach the word of God, and I do that pretty much every day. So yes, I am charismatic. Charismatic comes from the word charisma, which means gift. And of course, we have the renewal of the charismatic movement. And I guess they asked the priest to see if he's a charismatic. With that, I want to point out that in today's solemnity, I guess the charismatic renewal, because we're talking about the Holy Spirit, in a way they renew those promises of the charismatic movement. But to be a charismatic doesn't mean to, if you're a charismatic or if you're not a charismatic, that doesn't mean that we don't have the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is not a spirit of agitation. Let me say that again. The Holy Spirit is not a Holy Spirit of agitation. When Jesus came into their midst, the disciples were inside because they were afraid they were going to get killed. When He comes to them, the first thing that He says, peace be with you. So we believe in a spirit of consolation, in a spirit of peace, not agitation. And what I say, why I say this is because when I'm asked if I'm a charismatic, sometimes the notion is that the charismatic is all agitated and, you know, with the prayer, the dance, whatever. And I tell the person, maybe you have it a little bit wrong. To be charismatic, that's not the definition. To be charismatic is to live in the charisma, in the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And the best way to find out if that person is truly a charismatic, I ask them, do you know what are the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit? If they say, I didn't know there were that many, then that tells me that they're not really charismatic. The Spirit is not a spirit of agitation, but a spirit of peace, a spirit of renewal. This is what we celebrate. They were afraid. A lot of times, oftentimes, we are afraid of many things. And we try to keep ourselves back from the graces, from the gifts, from the fruits. As we renew those promises given to all of us, the promise to bring us to Himself, to heaven, we ask the Holy Spirit to help us to not be afraid, to unlock the gates of our hearts so that we may allow the Holy Spirit to dwell within us, to do the work that God is asking us to do, that we may not be afraid to preach the word of the Lord, the truths of the gospel, that we may be able to unlock the gates of ignorance and error by plunging them into this well of truth. This is what we're doing today. We are renewing these promises given to all of us at baptism, because we are called to go out and tell others, this is what we believe. This is why I was created, because I am a son, a daughter of a God who loves me and who's with me to guide me along the way. It is a spirit of peace, a spirit of consolation. And we have seven gifts: wisdom, understanding, counsel, knowledge, piety, fortitude, and fear of the Lord. In those, we are renewed because we want to remain with Him. We want to do His will. We ask in a very special way the spouse of the Holy Spirit to help us to renew those promises. And we all know who the spouse of the Holy Spirit is. Her name is? Oh, we don't know, maybe. Who is the spouse of the Holy Spirit? Mary, she's right there. If you don't know her, just talk to her. There she is. She is the faithful spouse of the Holy Spirit. If we want to remain faithful, if we want to remain with the truth, we ask our mother and the spouse of the Holy Spirit to help us, to guide us, to pray for all of us, so that we may be able to renew the promises, so that we may be able to renew the gifts given to all of us, so that we may bear much fruit, those fruits that God will do through all of us, only if we allowed the Holy Spirit to help us. The fire transforms, it changes, it also destroys. By the power and the fire of the Holy Spirit, today we ask that we may be given the graces to be charismatic, to preach the word of God, to share it with others. Secondly, that we may be given the graces to be charismatic, to renew the gifts that have been given to all of us so that we may share it with our brothers and sisters. We ask for the grace of the Holy Spirit so that by the power of this great Holy Spirit, who's also God, that we may be able to be reconciled with God by the fire, that we may be able to destroy all of that keeps us away from His love. As we approach this holy banquet, asking the spouse of the Holy Spirit to help us to remain there, to remain open to receive the Holy Spirit, to the promptings of the Holy Spirit, that we may be able to receive whatever gifts He wants to give us, because there's plenty out there. We have 7, but really in each one of them there's a multitude of graces that God has given us. Just ask for one gift today. That's all we need. And that is the gift of love. If we have love, we have it all. We have everything. We want to have the love that our Blessed Mother, the spouse of the Holy Spirit, has for her Son, Jesus Christ. The love to serve. The love to remain faithful. As I lift up Jesus today in the most precious blood and body, may our prayer be, Lord, send out your Spirit and renew the face of the earth. Please stand. I believe in one God.